Welcome to Rider Club Radio, the podcast all about Kamen Rider. My name is Liam.
And I'm Jeff.
And today we're going to talk about Kamen Rider Drive episode 31. Jeff, what happened?
Today's episode was chock full of goodness, and it begins exactly where the last episode ends. Drive has figured out the secret identity of 001, the defense minister of Japan. And instead of sitting around the office waiting for shit to happen, he jumps into action. Beginning of the episode is him face to face with Brain, and he tells him straight out, I know who 001 is. Brain says, yari yari daze, or whatever, and they go at it. The hitch is that Shinosuke has come completely without Beltsan. Beltsan does not approve of this meeting. So, of course, he can't fight Brain untransformed and gets tossed around like a bitch. Eventually, through happenstance, Krim shows up, and the two of them bicker for a minute and finally transform, and Brain starts getting the smackdown. Unfortunately for our hero, we have to be reminded that Go was brainwashed several episodes ago, so he shows up and starts shooting Shinosuke. And Shinosuke can't fight back or else he'll be a dickhead, so he gets shot enough that he gets thrown into the river like so many riders before him.
And of course this means he's perfectly fine.
Yeah, he's absolutely unhurt afterwards, even though he's wearing armor that should drag him to the bottom of the river immediately.
I'm sure he just untransformed. He's good.
He's fine. And then we get into the main part of the episode, the main plot, which will surely not be forgotten by the middle point of the episode. Where a kid shows up looking for his missing father at the Special Crimes Unit, and he brings a story that's quite familiar to us so far. No one remembers his father even being there. Thanks. According to everybody at the job site his father used to own, he's been gone for 10 years and he abandoned the kid and his mother. But the kid remembers having dinner with him or lunch, like, a day ago.
But what would cause such a discrepancy, Jeff?
Who knows?
Except
us, the audience.
Yeah.
We know that it was 001. And actually, Drive and the Special Crimes Unit are immediately like, you know what, this is 001. It can't be that
thankfully. Some
kid just came to us, like, shitting us for fun because he's a little dickhead, which he is.
Yeah.
They believe it's 001, and Shinosuke spends a portion of the episode investigating what has happened to this kid's father. Unfortunately, we don't have time for that shit, so the kid also forgets. But not before we're treated to a cutaway scene that involves Heart, Medic, and 001 himself, where we learn a hell of a lot more about the Roid Mutes and what their plan is. Maybe not a hell of a lot more.
Well, we find out sort of they're like half game.
They're going to cause another global freeze, and they're going to do that by evolving using the emotions that they're gaining from humans.
Yeah, we've had some talk from the Roid Mutes over the course of the series about how they feed on negative emotions or something like that from people, like fear and anger and shit, and that's why they're always copying dickheads who want revenge. So there's that.
And we also learn through 001 heavily hinting at it anyway, that his main focus is Shinosuke himself.
Mm.
And Shinosuke is falling right into his plan to awaken his own emotions. But more on that later.
Yeah.
We are immediately treated to a scene of Beltsan and Kiriko talking about Beltsan's deep-seated kawaii about Shinosuke dying in the same way that Chase did not.
In the same way that Chase almost died, I guess.
Yeah, when he was proto-drive, he got his shit wrecked because he couldn't destroy viral cores.
Mm-hmm.
So, for some reason, Beltsan thinks that's going to happen again.
Well, 001's pretty tough.
He's pretty tough. We learned that in this episode, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, later on.
But Shinosuke receives a mysterious email from Mr. X that reveals that 001 is behind some weird fake virus.
There was a fake virus way, way back before, like 10 years ago, and everybody had to go in and get tested, but there was no virus. Nobody was actually infected. So Clearly, 001 wanted to get everybody into the doctor and infect them with, like, a roidmute virus or something. I bet they've got nanomachines.
We don't know that yet. That is conjecture, sir.
I'm going to go ahead and say it's nanomachines for now in them.
It probably is. Maybe that's what slowdown really is just activating those nanomachines.
Oh my god, what if?
Now we're but I mean, it's global freeze, so that couldn't be, really.
Well, yeah, we're getting into Chase is a cyborg territory now, so let's move on.
Which is bullshit.
Oh, hang on.
But 001 is the one that was behind all this, as Mikage, the defense minister, which makes no fucking sense whatsoever. But he was the one that was behind it.
Mm.
The mind wipe kid shows up again, the one who was looking for his father, and he's like, you know, I don't even know that guy. He's a fucking, he left my family, he's a shithead. He left 10 years ago.
He walks up to the like, special investigation unit, he's like, eh, get out of here, 001 already got to me, go away.
And Shinosuke's like, that makes me mad. And he goes to talk to Nira to try to set up a meeting with Mikage, which is the dumbest shit. Like, Nira's totally gonna help him. That's what you think, right?
I'm gonna go to Mikage's number one, like, underling bootlicker and the guy that hates me. Maybe he'll help me take down his boss. What was his plan?
Nira tells him to take a hike, hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back. And it turns out that Shinosuke actually had a shift car in there bugging the place. Do you know what shift car that was?
That was Midnight Shadow.
Yeah, the ninja shift car. Perfect.
Shit, he's doing stuff again.
Poor guy's been relegated to nothingness. But, I guess he came back the other episode.
Yeah, after anyway. Shinosuke leaves, though, Nira picks up the phone and he's like, yo, Defense Secretary, I have something to tell you. So maybe he's in on it? Do you think he's in on it? Or do you think he was going to be like, hey, this kid thinks you're a robot. Isn't he an idiot? What do you think?
I'm not sure if he's in on it or not. It's open to the point where it could be that he's in on it.
I find it hard to believe that Nira is colluding with evil cyborgs. He just seems too silly for that. He just seems like he's an asshole. And that's his motivation, is that he's just a dick.
He is a huge asshole. But, I mean, there is also the point where, like, it seems like maybe he has people's best interest at heart. And he just really hates Shinosuke.
Yeah, that's why I'm so hesitant to believe that he's in bed with the roidmutes.
But anyway, Shinosuke gets mad as fuck and decides that he's had enough, and he goes to City Hall and gets right up in 001's face in his guise of Mikage, and he tells him, you know what, I know that you are a damn roidmute, and I'm going to show everybody, and he throws a toy car at him, which forces him to transform into a roidmute for some reason. And people are like, oh god, a monster, oh god, Mikage, we trusted you! And they, like, run away. Shinosuke, again, doesn't have his belt with him, because Mr. Belt would disapprove. So he pulls a gun on 001.
Like, that'll work.
They talk back and forth for a minute or whatever, and Shinosuke gets tossed around. And then Shinosuke demands answers. He demands to know what 001's plan is, and 001 says, you won't remember, and shoots out his fingertip. And Shinosuke is hit behind the ear. This is the only place you can ever get hit with a mind wipe dart,
behind
I
the
guess.
Ear.
And he falls flat on his fucking face just in time for Kiriko and Belt Sand to show up. Then we learn the true scope of 001's power as he just causes a fucking Photoshop effect to cover the area, and suddenly no one remembers that he was a roid mute anymore.
See, that's a big revelation for me, because I thought he had to go to people individually and poke them in the back of the head. Like, when he turned into a monster, I was like, okay, is the fucking cat out of the bag? What's he gonna do now? But no, he can just wipe a whole building full of people. Just wipe them clean. So, he's tougher than he looks, I guess.
Well, he's the big bad, quote-unquote, for now. Of course we're gonna learn that there's somebody else later. But for now, he's the big bad. Mm-hmm. So he has to have some sort of over-the-top ridiculous power. But
well,
Shinosuke gets up. He's perfectly fucking fine. He just is like, you know what? I'm even more mad now. And I should probably do something besides get my ass beat this episode, so let's go. And he grabs Krim and goes outside. And outside, Mikage's like, oh, you're immune to my powers, just like your dad.
This part bugged me. I'll get into it later. He's immune to the powers just like his dad, and that's why 001 had to kill Shinosuke's dad, because Shinosuke's dad saw him transform into a robot, and he couldn't wipe his memory, so he just had to kill him.
Yeah, we also learn that the emotion... we learn that the emotions that each of the Roid Mutes are carrying into battle with them, that Heart has joy and Medic has, I don't remember, adoration...
Yeah, I think so.
And we learn in this scene that 001 has humiliation as his emotion, which is disturbing as fuck.
It was the humiliation that Shinosuke's dad made him feel, yeah.
So Drive is like, I'm gonna transform into Type Formula because who gives a fuck about shift cars, right? And he fights against 001. 001 turns into Freeze and fucks him up. But at the end of the episode, Shinosuke's like, you know what? I refuse to lose. And, but he loses.
He stands up and he's like, I'm gonna keep it. And then the episode ends.
Yeah, and we get a preview of next episode, which shows how that turns out.
The next episode preview is just, Drive's gonna fucking die? It's more likely than you think.
Alright, so what did you think of this episode, Liam?
I'm starting to see what you were saying the past few weeks of like, whoa, too much plot, slow it down. Of like, today we have, like, what? We have the expansion of the Roid Mutes plan, Tamari's family's immunity to the effects of the thingy. We have the abilities of the 001. And how he can, like, blow up a whole people's memories, a whole building full of fucking people. And we have Krim, like, backstory on Krim, and all in one episode. And it's, like, more than I ever expected from this series. Faster than I ever expected from this series.
They were trickling out the plot on us, and we complained about it, so they turned the fucking bucket up. Like, you like that? You like that now?
I guess we look like a couple of fuddy-duddies, because, like, before it's like, oh, not enough plot. Now it's like, oh, too much plot, too much. Like, I don't want to be like that. Like, I'd rather have it this way than the way it was before.
Oh, yeah. I absolutely prefer it this way. I was actually on the other side of the fence. We, like, hopped the fence in different directions here. Because I think having this much plot dumped out on us is great. After, it's like, I went through the desert and I need a cup of water.
So now you're,
I'll take
you're
the
fucking,
hose.
Yeah, you're fucking me now.
Yeah, I'll take the hose before I'll take nothing.
That's another thing. The plot shit wasn't just in the episode. In the next episode preview, we have Drive apparently getting killed. We have 001 achieving some sort of golden evolution or something.
Yeah, we get
just more
Type Tritoron, which we'll talk about a little bit later.
Yeah, just so much happening all the time. And if they can keep it up, if they can keep up the momentum until the end and then maybe pace it a little better, but, like, fuck it, if they can keep up this pace for the next, what do we have, more, like, 20 episodes? Do we know how many episodes Drive exactly is going
to
be?
I think we're getting to, I think it's 42, 40, something like that.
Mid-40s? Whatever. Until the end of the season, I'll be impressed. I think I'll be happy with it. And I did like, there was a plot with the kid. You remember the kid who was missing his father?
No.
I had a crazy theory. Of course not. You're joking.
I'm a jokester.
I had a crazy theory about that kid where the whole time he's like, no, I'm the only person who remembers my father. I'm the only one in the world, even
his
business partner.
He's the one that got his mind wiped.
That was what I was thinking. I was like, because they didn't show anybody's back of the ear. They didn't check anybody for the sign. So I was like, oh, it's the kid. Only the kid's been mind wiped. That's the thing. But then it was like, it came back and he got mind wiped later. And it was like, okay, well, all right. Everybody's getting
fucked.
Well,
that's good. Yeah. That's good. Nothing cool or new. All right,
that would have been a clever little twist, I think. But whatever. I mean, it's the show doesn't suffer hugely for it.
No, it wasn't a bad turn at all. Like, it didn't suffer anything for not doing that. It just, in a way, it defied your expectations because it didn't defy your expectations.
It did like a double reverse twist, double reverse triple sow cow twist in that it had no twist at all.
So you like the episode?
Yes. The next episode preview, I think, was better than the episode itself, because there's so much weird shit in there. Like I said, Drive dying and some crazy new evolution for Freeze, but, yeah, pretty good episode. I liked it. What about you?
Are we gonna call 001 Freeze from now on? I wonder.
That's what he says he is. He's called Freeze, And he's the perpetrator of the global freeze, so I guess that's why.
Think about how awkward it would be if you went into a police station and you were like, oh, my father has disappeared. And they were like, oh, it must be Zitozitoichi.
This must be the work of cyborg monsters. And you'd be like, maybe I'll go to the real police.
You as this kid, wouldn't you be like, don't you guys want to fucking investigate something first? Maybe go look at the scene of the crime, take my name, maybe?
Nah, they're fine.
Yeah, I actually did like this episode a lot. It moved at breakneck fucking speed, but I talked about before how Shinosuke didn't seem to be doing anything 90% of the time. That was one of my big complaints about where his character was going before this whole, like, my father was killed by 001 storyline began.
Yeah, he's so proactive now because he's got something to fight for. He's got, like, a personal motivation now instead of just, like, I gotta save the world.
It's almost like he's the main character now.
Yeah, he's got something that he's emotionally invested in the story. It's a really nice change.
Yeah, and he was like... I talk so much about Heisei Riders being milquetoast. Like, their motivations are always really stupid, right?
Yeah.
And Shinosuke's motivation is fucking great. And he reminds me a lot of, like, a Showa rider. He's like, no, I won't give up! And
yeah, he's got that dogged determination and that... He's got emotion. He's very, very emotional and angry.
Yeah, he's got that angry will, that iron will, which 001 comments on. The unbreakable will that no one could ever stop. And I like that. I like having a main character that's not just existing so he can go through the series like Wizard.
Yeah, it's nice to not have a repeat of that. So yeah, overall, thumbs up, good episode.
Yeah, thumbs up. If you haven't seen it, which, and I always say this, why the fuck are you watching this podcast, listening to this podcast? If you haven't seen it, go watch it, because it's good. If you're waiting for our seal of approval, that's stupid, but go watch it. It's a really good episode.
Yeah, you notice our summary of it was way longer than usual, because a lot of shit happened, so...
It's also way longer than usual because I've never done that before.
If you like plot, go look at it.
Go look at it with your eye fucking balls.
Stare at it for 20 minutes until it's over.
Look at it with your peepers.
What do we got on the news front today, Jeff?
Hold your horses, sir. I wanted to talk about Go. I wanted to take a minute to talk about Go. Go started off this series, you may not remember this, it was a long time ago. He started off the series being a showboat. He had fireworks when he first showed up. He did a bunch of poses. He had a long spiel, he said, every time he fought an enemy. I miss that guy. He was my favorite character.
Well, then I guess the show is doing its job, because you as an audience member, are emotionally invested in Go getting his mind wiped.
I guess, but the problem with that, if he would have continued being that character up until the moment he got his mind wiped... I would be a hell of a lot more invested in where he's going now, but I know once he gets unmind-wiped, he's still going to be like, I don't want to work with a fucking Roy Mude. Ugh.
I don't know. The reason why he dropped that whole showboat act up towards the mind-wipe is because he had, like, shit to be serious and angry about. He had to work with a Roy Mude, and the Roy Mude was going to fuck his sister, and he had stuff on his mind. There was no time for jokes.
He was trying to get Shinosuke to fuck his sister. He couldn't have a robot show up and do instead.
I can't believe we've come to the point where we have shippers in the show. That's crazy. Come a long way, Kamen Rider. But I think he'll go back to being a happy-go-lucky guy, because I think I'm going to go out on a limb and make a stupid prediction again. I think the arc of him dropping the mind control is also going to resolve his conflict with Chase.
I hope so.
I think that's going to be him making his peace with working with somebody who he doesn't necessarily like, and then maybe he'll go back to being the good old-fashioned, you know, hyperactive Go that we all liked when he first appeared.
Yeah, when's the last time Go did an unnecessary backflip?
Oh, God.
That was his trademark, just doing unnecessary flips all the time.
When he first appeared, I remember, he's like, yo, I'm Go Shijima, front flip, back flip, fucking gator through the yard.
Gator? He turned into a fucking alligator? I love that episode.
You know what a gator is? It's when you jump forward, but you do a back flip.
That's called a gainer.
No, is it not called a gator? I thought it was called a gator.
It's called a gainer.
Shit.
Actually, if I'm wrong, fuck you. How about that?
If I'm wrong, I'm going to keep calling it a gator because it sounds way cooler than it gamer.
Does. It does sound a lot cooler. It immediately makes you think of an alligator, which is awesome.
It makes you think of a gator doing a gator.
Oh, awesome. That's going to be our next image. Our next still image for people to stare at for an hour.
Stick bug eyes on it. There you go. But I think Chase is going to go back. This is pure 1,000%. I think Go. All these three riders, I'm always fucking their names up.
No kidding.
I think Go is going to go back to being happy. This is in the realm of 1,000% conjecture. So I'll be wrong. Just like I was about Chase being a cyborg, but we'll see.
Yeah. We got a letter about Chase being a cyborg.
We got a letter. Let me open it up real quick.
Yeah.
From our fellow Takeshi Hongo, Kamen Rider himself. He says, I've said this before on M, but I'm not so sure about your Chase as a cyborg theory. I'm pretty sure when they said, should we really let this animal join our ranks, they were referring to the fact that despite Chase being a Roid Mude, he was built explicitly to fight other Roid Mudes, and had defeated several Roid Mudes on the night of the Global Freeze. It's similar to how we refer to humans as animals or monsters when they commit a horrendous crime against others. Still, who the fuck knows? Well, Kamen Rider, apparently you the fuck know, because you were right and I was completely wrong about Chase being a cyborg. I came out and I was like, I was so absorbed in like, wouldn't that be fucking crazy that I didn't realize that it wasn't plausible in the slightest, because he was 001 while he was Kamen Rider.
He
was 000 while he was Kamen Rider, and he had to undergo drastic remodeling to become the purple monster that he was while he was in the beginning of the series. So that was what the surgery was. I was totally confused. I completely forgot that surgery ever took place.
Were the idiot.
I guess so. 001 must have fucked with me for a while, because it completely escaped me. I saw them committing surgery on him, committing surgery. I saw them committing the heinous crime of surgery on Chase, and my mind just immediately went to Showa Riders, and I was like, oh, he must be a fucking cyborg.
That would have been awesome, but
that would have been so cool.
Cyborgs don't happen in Heisei.
I think it's so cool. I'm gonna leave the door open to maybe a totally, like, later on, maybe they'll do it. Like, completely unrelated to anything that's happening right now, maybe. I still think it would make it less weird when he eventually ends up with Kiriko if he wasn't a robot.
Tell that to Android 18 and Krillin.
Well, that's different. Android 18 wasn't a Roid Mute. She could have babies.
Yeah, Android 18 was actually a cyborg when you get down to it as well.
So, fuck it. You just defeated your own argument, you shit.
I think it would be awesome if Chase was a cyborg. He's not, but it would be awesome.
He could be. Just, I'm gonna hold on to it. I'm gonna hold on to my straws, please. Don't take them from me.
I think the thing is that every fan theory that exists, you and I are gonna be on opposite sides of it, just so everybody has somebody on their side.
Well, it's more interesting that way, and also, I'm smart and you're dumb, so we're always gonna think different things in the end of the day. So,
well.
I mean, great minds think differently.
Great minds think for themselves.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm wrong, again, as usual. Everybody else is right except for me. I will now say 100 Hail Marys, and I'll wash my hands of the whole affair.
Well, I want everyone to mark down in a nice leather-bound book every time Liam is wrong. Just do a little tally mark.
No, that's your thing. You're the one who's wrong.
That's true. I am the one that's wrong. Not this time, motherfucker.
Yeah, you're really reveling in it now. What do we have for news this week, Jeff?
Well, this week we've got two doozies.
Two real doozies.
We usually have little tidbits of news that are pretty cool. Last time we actually touched on Type Trideron having a really poor scan. This time, Type Trideron has full-color scans.
Mm-hmm.
And we get to see it in all of its glory?
Yes, glory. It looks good.
No.
What? You've changed your mind on it?
Yes. The angle that we saw it in the previous image, it looked pretty damn good. And I'm not saying it's, like, type technique bad or anything.
Yeah, no, that's...
But I actually, like... And you know how I feel about type formula, but I think type formula looks better than type Trideron.
Really?
And my problem with Type Trideron is, one side of him is red and one side of him is black, and it's not like down the middle or like slashed or anything. It's his fucking back is black. Like, he only put half his clothes on.
Well, Type Speed
is wearing
like
a fucking red Snuggie. Unnecessarily.
Type Speed is like that too. He's got a black back.
That's not. It's
his
it's
chest
cut in a way that is far more visually appealing than just a straight line down his side, though.
Okay, alright, I'll give that to you. I don't mind it.
The front is overwhelmingly red. Like, if there was a break between, like, around the knee of black or something, it would look a hell of a lot better. But as it looks now, it looks like he's wearing, like, footy pajamas with boots over top of him. It's not cool looking.
I'll have to take a better look at it later, because I looked at that scan, and I was like, you know, this still looks good. The helmet still looks nice. I like the color scheme, so I'll have to disagree with you there.
The helmet is actually pretty cool. I've seen a lot of complaints about it, that he has, like, his regular car light eyes, and then he has, like, tiny little nipple eyes on top as well. That's weird. But the helmet itself isn't too bad. I like it. Some people are complaining about the tire placement being strange, but it's, like, it's one of the more normal ones besides Type Speed.
Yeah, really. It's just, it's kind of the same place as Type Wild. It's just up on his shoulder.
Yeah. It's just, like, a lanyard instead of being just stuck to his shoulder.
Yeah. No, I've pulled it up right now. I think it's pretty good. I like the white stripes. It's enough of a visual flair.
I like
his shoulder.
Boots. I love the boots having tires on them. I think that's awesome.
Yeah. That's a nice little... I think it's... I don't know how I feel about the tire having a bunch of different tires on it. You see that there?
Looks like a clusterfuck.
It's like a... It's got, like, Max Flair and fucking Spike and Midnight Shadow all up it, like, in segments. That looks kind of weird, but...
Yeah.
That's its gimmick, is it can use multiple at the same time, so...
Did you see what looks like its finisher attack, where it shoots a fucking energy car?
No, where's that?
That looks awesome. It's one of the scans. It has this, like, energy car coming out of him, like, he's shooting it.
I haven't fucking seen that. I gotta look at that layer.
That's insanity.
We also, in the same scan, we have seen the long-awaited, long-expected, hotly dreaded Dark Drive from the movie.
Yo, Type Next looks good. That is a good-looking suit. Here's where you have to get your mind frame for this.
Okay.
Look at every other suit in the series besides the main suits.
Okay.
There you go. It's all you need to look at.
Well, okay. It can't be good. You can't be like, all these other suits are fuck, so this one's good. That's not how it works.
I didn't say it looks great, did I? I said it looks good.
Comparatively, I suppose it looks good, but...
No, I think it looks good on its own. I think the color scheme works really nicely. There's some parts of it that look a little jumbled because of the pattern on it. And the helmet could be better. But overall, it's a pretty good suit.
I think it looks too much like a onesie around the crotch area. There's not enough of a visual break between, like, his midsection and his legs. You see what I'm seeing here? Are you looking at it?
I'm thinking about it, and I think I can see where you're coming from. But I don't think it's that distracting.
The belt looks like it's really far up. It looks like it's across his stomach instead of across his waist.
A lot of belts look like that, actually.
I hate that. Type Wild did the same thing, where the belt just looks like it's so far up, and I hate it. It makes me all... I do appreciate, though, that it isn't just Drive dunked in black paint.
Yeah, they actually took some effort with it.
Yeah.
Which is saying something, considering, like, the quarter season upgrade was just the two suits over top of each other.
It's not only is it not Drive dunked in black paint, but it's not even, like, a detailed repaint of Drive. It's, like, a new sculpt. There's, like, a new helmet. That's pretty sick.
Yeah, it's pretty damn cool. They went out of their way to make it something interesting. Which, you know, they did with Lupin as well.
Yeah.
Lupin's, like... trying too hard the suit, but overall it looks pretty good.
this effort put into it. Yeah. So I do appreciate that, and I like the Tron color scheme. It looks pretty good.
And the car is kind of underwhelming. It looks like a nice car.
The next Trideron. We've already talked about the next Trideron.
I guess that's true.
Yeah.
But, you know, it looks like a nice car, but it's kind of underwhelming compared to the actual Trideron.
Yeah, the actual Trideron is so fancy. It's got guns all over it and shit. Next Trideron's just like a... It's a really, like, if I saw it driving down the street tomorrow, I'd be like, holy shit, that's the coolest car ever. But next to the Tritoron, it's like, it's kind of plain.
Yeah. We got even bigger news.
Oh, I want to do this one. And I think you know why.
If you fucking fucker, go ahead.
If you are an avid fan of this podcast, God help your soul, you might have remembered a while ago we were predicting the next rider, and we decided to go way out there and just like, what do you want, even if it's completely unlikely? And I said, I want a common rider that uses ghosts to transform, like a shaman rider who has like ghost buddies that turn into his suit form, and he can have like all sorts of characters from like, you could have like a Viking and a pirate and a cowboy and stuff like that. I think that'd be really neat. Now recently, like just recently, new copyright information has emerged. I'm sure you've all heard of this by now, for Kamen Rider Ghost. And this is the same way we found out about Drive. So it's trustworthy. It's very trustworthy. So it's right like, now, it's all we have.
If there was ever proof that Toei listens to our fucking podcast, it's that we have Kamen Rider Ghost coming.
It's all we have is the name. We just have the copyright for Kamen Rider Ghost. We have no other details, just like when Drive was revealed. But, I mean, that strongly, strongly points to a series about ghosts. Call me a conspiracy theorist. So, that's cool! That's cool as fuck! That's like my fanfiction is becoming real. That's awesome!
We're never gonna hear the end of this.
Everybody. Oh, no, never. You got a year and a half ahead of you. You got the rest of Drive, and then you got Kamen Rider Ghost that I'm going to talk about this shit. So, gear up for, like, 70 weeks.
What have I done? What have I gotten myself into here?
What if it sucks? Then I'll be shamed.
Yeah, it'll be your fucking fault. We're all going to blame you.
Toei, please, my reputation is at stake.
If it's a really bad series, I'm going to be like, you know this is fucking Liam's fault, right?
No.
I want it to become, like, everybody on M... Everybody on, I don't even care, whatever.
Every rider community, our common rider, whatever.
Is like, you know this is Liam's fault, right? He wished this shit into existence. He got the monkey's paw, and this is what we get from it.
This is, a few months ago, I got one of those Advent decks, and I won the Rider War, and I was like, please give me Kamen Rider Ghost. I killed 12 people for this, I believe I deserve it. It's that wish is like a monkey's paw. Yeah, it's gonna suck.
You heard it here first. Kamen Rider Ghost is shit.
From the experts. Holy shit, I'm excited.
We haven't seen a single episode. We don't know anything about it. It's shit.
I'm fucking hyped, though. I'm pretty hyped for that. What do you think is gonna be the base form? Obviously it's going to be a ghost of some sort, probably a historical period and place. What do you think they're gonna use?
I hate to say it, because if it's taking any inspiration from Shaman King, it would be a little too on the nose, but it seems like a samurai would be the one that they would go for first.
Samurai seems like the most obvious choice, except Gaim was a samurai. I don't think they'd go back there that quickly.
Maybe.
I like, maybe pirates. Japanese people like pirates.
That's true, and there is this wacky theory that there's a weird like back and forth between Sentai and Kamen Rider where they'll just wholesale take entire concepts from one another back and forth all the time.
Yeah. Has Sentai ever done ghosts?
I don't know.
I know you're talking about Gokaiger. Yeah. I know you're talking about Gokaiger with pirates, but like ghost Sentai? There's something for you, but
that
I guess
sounds
it's already
pretty awesome too, but
yeah, it's already being used by Rider right now, so that gate is closed for a little while.
I don't know, maybe the main form will be like a sheet with two holes cut in it.
He'll attack by throwing rocks at his enemies. No, don't explain that reference.
Nah.
The right ones will understand.
No one. I hope that Kamen Rider Ghost's main form... You know, I don't know anything about what the main form is going to be, but I really hope a banshee is one of the secondary forms.
You've completely turned my thinking around. What if it's like yokai? What if it's like there's a banshee form that you scream, or like a poltergeist that gives you telekinesis or something?
That would be cool.
Oh. Or like you could be like the ring kid.
Or the... the ring
no,
kid.
No, the ring... The girl...
That is her official name, the ring kid.
No, wait. That was the grudge. The kid was the grudge. The ring was the girl. Right. I'm getting my Japanese ghosts mixed up.
They're all just kids in white face paint.
That's true. But yeah, that's an angle I didn't even think about, that it could just be like a spook angle.
You know what just fucking hit me?
What?
And this has nothing to do with Kamen Rider except Hiroshi Fujioka was mad about it. But you know how Japan has this problem with, like, getting pregnant right now? There's, like, a huge slump in population growth and everything.
Yeah.
And all their horror movies are about children. What does that fucking tell you? I'm finding connections here, man. No wonder people don't want to have kids. They're going to come out of a fucking TV and strangle you to death.
Yeah, I don't know. Who knows?
I'm sorry, everyone. Let's talk about Kamen Rider on this Kamen Rider podcast.
Well, is it time for mail?
Sure. Mail call.
All right. Mail time.
You read the last one, so I'll read this one.
Okay.
Let's talk to Ian. Ian says, thanks for doing this podcast.
Hey.
Thank you for listening.
Yeah.
I'm glad that there's a KR podcast where it seems like the people who run it like what they're watching. About 50% of the time, I would say, right?
If this podcast had started at the beginning of Drive, we're lucky.
It would be so fucking dreary and hateful.
It started right around when it got good, so yeah, there's that.
I know this is maybe cheating, but I have two questions. That's fine. Whatever, man. Number one, if you could remove one plot point from a series to improve it, what would you change and why?
Ooh, you start. I need to think.
See, I need to think too, so you put me on the fucking spot.
Okay, no, I'll start then.
Go right ahead.
From Kabuto, obviously, because if there's any writer that needs plot points removed, it's Kabuto. I would remove natives.
I hate the natives.
I'm going to try and dance around this without giving too much away, but people who've seen it, you know what I'm talking about. Natives recontextualize the entire fucking show from the very start, because the first part of Kabuto, like I said, the tone in the first part of Kabuto is fucking perfect. They frame the beginning meteorite impact in Shibuya so well as like the single moment that changed the whole world. That changed everything, and you have all these characters who have been affected by it directly. They've lost people, or they've lost their homes, or whatever. And it's very well framed as like this, the turning point of history. And then the worms arrive, and just everything goes to shit. And then you have the natives, and it's like, oh wait, no, they were already there. Just kidding, fucker.
I thought you were trying to frame this without spoiling anything.
Oh, well, I didn't spoil too much. There was native, they were there. Look, it's natives are bad. I think they should be removed. I realize that sort of fucks with the ending. And you could just change the ending. Change who the villains are. Make it a bit more straightforward. I think natives overcomplicate things in a series that had a bunch of plot points toward the end that didn't need any overcomplication. I think natives could be removed and the series would be improved.
You know what? If I had to choose one thing from Kabuto to change, I would choose the man at the end of time. The man at the end of time can go. That is so fucking unnecessary to that entire series.
The whole end of time period was just, what the fuck?
Yeah, it was completely unnecessary. It added nothing to that series. Had nothing to do with the plot.
Really, yeah. It was just a place for Hiyori to go. And then she comes back. Oh. Okay.
The end.
Yeah, it's one of those cyclical plots where at the end of it, everything is sort of just back to the way it was, right when the plot started. Like, obviously, Hiyori is still, you know, but
yeah,
she goes to the edge of time, she stays there, she comes back, she brings back the guy from the edge of time, and then the guy gets fucked, and then everything's back.
Okay, my actual thing that I would change is maybe a little bit... I don't know. Maybe people won't really agree with it. Maybe it's a little infamous to say, but a lot of people agree. It's an infamous idea anyway.
Okay.
It's a huge fucking spoiler. I'm not going to say what series it is.
Oh.
I'm just going to say he should not have come back to life.
I know what you're talking about.
That's all I'm going to say. And a lot of people will disagree with that because it ruins the happy ending. A lot of people disagree with that idea that it ruins the happy ending. It takes away a lot from the series. But I disagree. I think I think him coming back to life takes away from the impact of everything that happened. It makes it seem like a lot of it didn't happen.
Well, I think that's the shitty thing about writer endings. When you have writers who want an ending that's bittersweet, and I think Toei just won't let them.
That's probably true.
We've seen it before where like an ending looks like it's going to be really bitter. Like my favorite series that shall not be named because it'll make Jeff angry when I mention it. And then there's a huge fucking cop-out so that it has a 100% happy ending. And it's like, oh, okay. It feels cheap.
Man, I just became everyone's least favorite guy on this podcast.
I'm sure there are plenty of people. I know what you're talking about. And it's like, it's the same with Gaim. You remember how Gaim ended where it was like...
This is also a spoiler.
Well, no. I'm not gonna go into it, but there was, like, Gaim ends at the second last episode, and then there's the after story episode.
Yeah, where everything's okay again. Yeah.
And it's like, oh, let's talk about a bunch of shit that doesn't matter because the story's already over. This is what you like, right? Nope.
That was unnecessary as well.
Yeah, it's the same sort of thing. We're like, hey, it should have just ended before that.
Yeah, please. If I got a second choice of something to cut out, it would be that episode. That's the plot point I would cut out, that last episode of Gaim.
It's best, like, really, if you haven't seen Gaim, stop at the second last episode. And your curiosity might drive you to watch episode 47, but just for your sake, please don't.
It's super unnecessary.
It's just, ugh.
You finish watching episode 46, and it's like, next episode on Kamen Rider Gaim, and you're like, there's a fucking another one of these? What's even gonna happen?
Just shit, everything changes at the last second, here's a bunch of plot points at the last second. The end.
The end, it's completely unnecessary.
What a send-off. Gaim's ending was rocky enough as it was, like the last 10 episodes of it.
Yeah.
We didn't need that to push it over the edge. Fuck that.
We have one last email that we want to get to today.
Well, hang on. Ian had a second answer, a second question.
Oh, second question, yeah.
A more interesting one, I think. Do you think a villain protagonist main rider, as in bad guy as the hero, could work? We had an Eternal movie, and he was an anti-hero in it. What do you think, Jeff?
I don't know. That feels, like, incorrect to me. Because I'm sort of, as much as I haven't really even been in the Kamen Rider, like, 10 years yet, I'm still kind of an old-school Kamen Rider fan in that the hero should be a friend of justice in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah, I get what you mean.
And it's tough for me to reconcile that with having an actual villain as a main rider. Could be interesting, though. I always think a story that tries to make a villain sympathetic as a hero is more difficult, but if it's done correctly... then it can
much
be really
more interesting.
Cool.
I agree. I think that sort of story should be relegated to a movie or like a special or a DVD presento if you really want to shove it under the rug.
The problem with making a villain as a hero, as the main character of a story anyway, is that he becomes an anti-hero because he's the focus. Like, Eternal isn't really doing anything heroic in his movie. He's an anti-hero because we sympathize with him, and that's it. Mm-hmm. He may be going up against enemies who are worse than he is, but that doesn't really make him a hero because of it. So it would be really, really difficult to have a series where we follow the villain of the series, or someone who is a villain, and we make them sympathetic as well, and they don't become an anti-hero because of it.
Maybe, you know what I'd like, actually? Maybe a series about a writer who starts as a villain and develops into a good guy.
Kamen Rider Chaser.
Okay, how about a character who starts as a villain and is not reprogrammed? Like, he's an actual human being who, like, you know, turns good in a natural, gradual way. You think that could work?
You think they could make sure that they take off the kill switch or something on Chaser? Like... let's take off this evil switch. Why do we even install that shit?
There's a big light switch on the back of his neck that says evil, good. I understand your point. Riders are about justice. They're about spin-kicking everybody who's bad and everybody who wants to hurt people, and you do a spinning bird kick and they fall down and explode. And that's cool. Like,
that is cool.
I'm not trying to belittle the main concept of rider. I don't know if it's the sort of forum to tell a story about that kind of, like, that with that level of moral complexity. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but think about this. There was a comic book for a while that followed Mystique.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the X-Men character Mystique. It was a good comic. She did heinous fucking shit in that comic. She murdered people. She lied to people. She used
people. She lied to people?
I knew you were gonna fucking do that. She used people to her own ends, and she was facing down, like, criminal organizations and stuff in it.
Mm-hmm.
She was doing it for her own gain, though. She was gaining information and money and stuff from them and everything. She wasn't giving it to the poor or whatever. She was doing villainous shit. When a villain fights a villain, one of them doesn't magically become an anti-hero.
Yeah, I see.
Because
what you mean.
They're a little less villainous. And
you're talking about Eternal right now.
Yeah. Eternal is still a villain. Just because he's sympathetic doesn't mean he's an anti-hero. That's just my opinion on the matter anyway. So if we did a series, us and Toei did a series together.
About, if Toei called us after listening to our podcast, which we have firmly established that they do.
if we did a series, us and Toei, like Eternal, where there was a character who was a straight villain who was going up against something worse, I think that could absolutely work as a writer series. If we're following a villain who is going up against heroes, I feel like it'll be difficult to make them sympathetic. At least without making the heroes into villains, like hypocrites and whatnot. Like,
yeah,
they're doing
yeah,
something worse than what the main character is doing.
Yeah.
And it would be a very difficult line to walk. A line that might be too difficult for children's toy commercials.
Like I said, Kamen Rider, you can have fucked up shit in it. You can have genocide and violence and blood dripping down the main character's mouth. But kids can take that in. Japanese kids can handle that. I don't know if they could handle a series where, like, the main character is a baddie. If they would even like it. Like, would they want to buy the toys if the main character was a dick?
See, I don't know. Eternal was a movie writer, and movie writers' toys do not sell worth a shit.
Uh-huh.
So, there's no gauging that. It would be... Rider is a very established formula. It's deviated several dozen times throughout the years. But its formula is so ingrained in the public conscience, it might be like making a Superman movie where Superman snaps someone's neck at the end of it.
Yeah, that'd be fucked.
That would be so fucked up.
Yeah.
It's a good thing that would never happen.
Yeah, it's a shame. I mean, no, it's great.
You piece of shit.
It's great.
You piece of shit. I would love to see Toei try that, though.
Yeah, one day. If they've got... I don't know. If they've got the writing quality, I would like to give them to give it a shot.
Yeah, that's where we've run into a bit of a pothole in the road.
That's the stick, yeah. We've got another email that I got a huge kick out of from Matthew. And he says, so you got... Fashion writers made me realize something. So you got two boots, two gloves, one pair of pants, I suppose, and one shirt. Then you have one belt, one hat. That's eight pieces of clothing. The number theory is going strong. Good to know. Of course, it's all fucking out the window now because it's ghost.
Yeah.
It's not clothes.
Also,
so
the
you're
number
gonna have
theory
to...
is fucking done. Come on. I know that you sent that email in because we said the number theory is done, and you're just trying to get our goat, and you fucking
just
got it.
Matthew, please, now that ghosts have been revealed, please get back to us with your new justification, then. We will read it out.
Hey, I already got one, right? Ghosts live eternally, right? They live for infinity years? Turn that eight on its side, motherfucker!
I'm having a heart attack. I'm having eight simultaneous heart attacks.
Number theory's still going strong, baby.
It's never gonna stop. It's gonna be like, oh, the ghosts are contained in metals, little circular metals, and you put two of them on top of each other to make a little eight symbol, and they're not gonna mention that it looks like an eight. It's just gonna coincidentally look like an eight, and everyone's gonna be like, there it is. You know it. I know it.
Look, the main female has two breasts, right? You put them beside each other, that's an eight.
Lie that lady on her side, There you go.
That's
bam.
An eight.
Eight.
Irrefutable proof.
I love the number theory.
I do too. I get a kick out of it every single time.
that's all we got for this week.
Yeah, thank you for listening. If you really like us, and we're actually getting a lot more active on Twitter now. Mm-hmm. We have the Twitter that you can go to, at Rider Club Radio. Mm-hmm. And send us tweets. You don't have to send an email and hope we respond to it, because sometimes we might not.
If you send us a really rockin' good tweet, we may talk about it on the podcast.
That's true. Yeah. And if you send us a really funny tweet, we'll retweet it, because we feed on your humor. We have none of our own.
Absolutely.
But yeah, follow us or don't follow us. I don't care. Just, you know, no, tweet dude, at us. Don't we want to talk to you.
Don't tell them not to fucking follow us. Follow us. You don't have a choice. At Rider Club Radio. Email us at riderclubradio.gmail.com. At gmail.com.
That
Fuck
was
me.
A real email address, everyone.
Email. I'm starting over. Email us at riderclubradio@gmail.com. Please.
Yeah, send us all of your hate mail.
Yes. We will see you next week. Thank you for listening.
Have a good week.
See you. Oh, Zora Nikike. Amazon Raider, ここにあり。来るなら来てみろ、悪の使者。